The northern Gaza Strip, town of Beit Hanun, close to the border with Israel, was toured by the international peace and human rights activists who expressed their solidarity with its afflicted residents, especially farmers, whose agricultural fields and property were destroyed during previous Israeli ground incursions. After the visit, the activists said they were quite shocked with what they had seen.
The world has been very neglectful of Palestine. I do not understand how this can be happening and the world can allow it to happen. The world sees only the point of view of Israel.
If I had a message to the world, it would be to wake up, to understand the level of oppression that the people of Gaza are living through, to respond to the humanitarian tragedy and crisis which is unfolding here, and to challenge the complicity of our governments in the West and also of Arab regimes in the daily massacre of the people of Gaza.
Their next station was Umm Nasr village in northern Gaza, where residents live in dire conditions as entry to draw sewage flows everywhere. A European project to rehouse them in a safer area has been postponed due to lack of building material itself, a result of the repeated Israeli closure of commercial crossings. The peace activists promised to convey what they saw and heard to their people back home. On their way back to Gaza, they visited Jabalia refugee camp and As-Salama charitable society for rehabilitating the disabled who have lost their limbs during previous Israeli aggressions. Later in the day, they concluded their tour by visiting the Palestinian Legislative Council, where they were welcomed by Hamas PLC members.
I have been inspired by civilized, beautiful people and saddened by the fact you are living in such uncivilized situation.
As international peace and human rights activists have come to Gaza to break the Israeli siege, bringing with them hope, the Israeli Defense Minister has decided to close all commercial crossings. This decision is viewed as a slap in the face. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.